Hi, this is Pastor Rick Crawford of the Bridge Christian Fellowship. In keeping with my desire that the teachings of God's Word be accurate and informed, I want to clarify something that you'll eventually hear, if you haven't already heard, in the Exodus studies before you. Since giving these teachings from the fall of 2004 to the summer of 2005, some information has come to light regarding the journey of the Exodus, that is, the actual path along which God chose to lead the children of Israel. From the land of Goshen in Egypt to Mount Sinai, God led the people to the mountain where He gave them the Ten Commandments and the Law. Now, the teachings in our Exodus study reflect the traditional path, ultimately bringing the Israelites to Jebel Musa, a mountain range on the tip of the Sinai Peninsula. However, it looks as though this long-held traditional route and location may in fact be incorrect, if not suspect. Biblically speaking, there are some clear reasons which must be considered. First of all, we know that Moses first met God on Mount Horeb in the experience of the burning bush. But in Exodus chapter 2 verse 15 and chapter 3 verse 1, we see that Moses was in Midian at the time of this occurrence. Well, Midian is in Arabia and not in the Sinai Peninsula. Paul in Galatians chapter 4 verse 25 specifically locates Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai in Arabia. And the Jewish historian Josephus also wrote that Mount Horeb was near a Midianite city, again located in Arabia. So the Bible clarifies for us that the mountain to which God led the people was not in the so-called Sinai Peninsula, but across the eastern finger of the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aqaba. Now, since there is more evidence and information than I can share with you here, I encourage you to take a closer look at these things, and I highly recommend an excellent video documentary done by Discovery Media and Campus Crusade for Christ called The Exodus Revealed. Thanks for taking the time to study the Word. I know you will be blessed as you do so. In Exodus 33:18 and 19, Moses said to the Lord, "Show me your glory." And God said, "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you." May the goodness of God pass before you as you continue on in the study of His Word.